Welcome to Module 3 of Personal Mastery. We're going to be talking about practical magic this entire class. It's my favorite subject because it really shows just how you experience your own magic when you work with the content of this course. So I'm very excited. In this video, we're going to talk about alchemy. We're going to talk about how we develop intuition through symbols and images. We'll look at how the external world comes alive in amazing magical ways. We're also going to talk about the uncomfortable initiation that happens in some parts of the course, how you become the alchemist, all the components that make up the oracle, and finally, how mindfulness and dropping expectations on the form that shows up to match your intention is so important. Let's talk about the subject called alchemy, because that really permeates this particular module. So what is alchemy? So alchemy is the process of transforming something common into something special. Like, for example, you hear people turning iron ore into gold, the ability to turn something into more than it actually is. So you kind of think about how something could be greater than the sum of its parts. And that's what happens during this course, is that you put all the pieces together, you get connected to the conscious universe, you work with your oracle cards, you set your intentions, and you start to see the transformation within yourself and others, and then you start to see the external world change as a causally, because you're like, how does that make any difference? How did I do that? But the fact is that it's like ripples in an ocean. You throw that beautiful diamond in the sea, and then all of a sudden these ripple effects happen. So this is the process that we all undergo while we're in this course. So you start to see things, for example, like your spouse starts to behave differently, or your friends, or things go smoother. It's almost like the day you drive your car on a highway and you're in a really, really good mood, and everything is just easy compared to the day when you're really agitated and anxious, and then you start to notice the road rage. So the process of alchemy that we go through here in Personal Mastery is that you start to view the world through a very different lens. You start to experience the world as a magical place. You start to have expectations that the world is going to be magical, and it responds to you. So it's this amazing dynamic of you not knowing that you're really doing this, but the fact that all of a sudden the world just starts to speak to you in very, very different ways, and you feel it and you sense it, and it becomes more than the commonality through which you normally view it. So life itself starts to take on this kind of it's like an element of magic that you sense and you can see, but you can't really explain because you feel it rather than actually be able to intellectualize it, because it's not an intellectual experience. It's an experience that you have through this peripheral sense of the world that begins to become more common for you as you work with the oracle cards. Now, I want to talk also about how symbolism affects the mind and how that then trains the soul. The soul then communicates better with the universe, and then all of a sudden, again, it makes things easier. So the more you do this, the more you work with the cards, the more you answer the questions, the more this becomes this really amazing relationship that you start to see in the external world, seemingly without relationship to what you're focused on. And I think that's really what I'm talking about, is that when we have focused attention and intention on a specific subject, we think that's what we're going to see only. In other words, you're only going to see the epiphanies and the synchronicities in the oracle cards. But what happens is the synchronicities and epiphanies start happening in other places too, as if by magic. And that's what the alchemy is. It turns common things into things that are more, into specialness, into magic. And that's really what we're doing here. So let's talk about the initiation that we undergo, because initiation is not always pleasant. So we are going to bump up against the internal dialogue that says we can't, we're not worthy. What's going on? I don't like change. What if I'm not somebody I recognize? Oh, I like it here. Even though you may be comfortable in situations that are not good for you, it's very common for all of us to go back to that automatic pilot place where we get into a reactive state. Now, I mentioned this before, that we are all going to fall asleep at the wheel at some point, and that we just have to trust that that's part of the course, and you not to judge it, right? That's the other thing. We don't allow any judgment in the class. So if you do go through that, that's part of the initiation, which is to bump up against that which you don't want anymore, that's going to try to hold on really tightly just because it exists. So we learn how to be comfortable with that, in the discomfort of that initiation that we all go through, where really we get tested. Are we serious about this? And this is the part of the course that I always tell everybody, that y'all get a hall pass, right? I get one, you get one, because I go through the course with everybody when I teach it. We all up level together. So just to know that that's part of an initiation, that it's not all wine and roses and fluffy bunnies and puppies, etc. There's going to be times where you feel like you bump up against yourself, and we need to know that that's okay. Now, so I mentioned the symbols, the concept of symbols and how they affect us. So our consciousness gets affected by the symbols because it starts to recognize them. So this is, we assume, you come into the course and it's all dormant. Most of us, well, certainly all of us in Western society, in modern society, are not taught to recognize these universal archetypes and symbols because it's not part of our education. For those of you who have studied psychology or Jungian psychology specifically, you will have that knowledge. But for the most part, the average person doesn't know this. We recognize things like the icon of Apple, for example, or the different icons that you'll see, like McDonald's, like the, you know, the golden arches. We know, oh, everybody knows and around the world now, that's McDonald's. That's where you get hamburgers. So it's like that, only these kind of archetypes and symbols are magical. And they are universal, and their use is to stimulate the relationship that you have with spirit of the conscious universe. So you're becoming more awakened every time you look at the symbolism in the cards, and also you start to recognize the symbolism in your daily life. And so that starts to come alive, and that's a language. It's a dormant language in all of us. And that also supports the alchemy of making something common, us, into something greater, the alchemy of us in relationship to all the things that we're learning and that we start doing. Now, one of the things as well, too, is the way our consciousness alters. So your dream life might become very active and very hallucinatory, or maybe just, I would say, vibrant. I noticed that in the many other times that we've taught personal mastery, that people say their dreams are so vivid. It's like they enter into a whole new world. So that's also part of it, where your unconscious works 24/7. You might need to go to sleep, but it's going to keep working on your behalf because now it's woken up and the soul is like, hey, I want a new experience. And whoa, you could become something different and you could become something more. And you know, all that stuff you learned about yourself and you've been conditioned to learn that caused you to stay a piece of iron ore. What if you could become gold? So that's what starts to wake up. And if we could imagine alchemy like metamorphosis in a way. That's probably the most obvious scientific explanation, for example, of how a caterpillar turns into a butterfly. So within the caterpillar, there are something called imaginal cells. And those imaginal cells wake up, and they have to wake up the immune system because they're actually saying, hey, all the parts of you that are caterpillar, we gotta let you go now. You gotta die so that we can become this butterfly, which is more than the common caterpillar. So the caterpillar, the initiation that I brought up earlier, the caterpillar goes through this phase where it doesn't feel very good. And it's inside that cocoon, it could be claustrophobic, and it's gotta push its way out. And that's part of what we do here, is you actually become that imaginal cell. You become, and so in your dream life, your dream state, that whole concept of change and transformation wakes up in you, and it has to show you what needs to go. So that's par for this course. You have to remember that this is going to be part of this, and it's nothing to be afraid of. It's, if anything, it's something to be welcomed. Show me the parts in me that's not working in my favor so I can transform them. And that's what this is about. Now, you then become the alchemist. You are the one, when you make the choice, who transforms consciously and deliberately. So you're here and you're saying, you know what? I want to be more than I am. I want more meaning in my life. I want more prosperity, more abundance, more peace, more creativity, more gratitude, whatever it is that the intention that starts to be inspired through you, right? Because you now open, this is what this, so you keep working with the cards and all of a sudden you're more open to spirit. And so then that becomes the transformative force. That kind of, it welcomes in the idea about the imaginal cells, for example, so that you can more effortlessly become the butterfly. And you're not scared to be in the cocoon because you know that's part of the process. Now, this process, okay. The thing about being linear, we have to address this now because magic and the experience that you have with this magical world, the cards themselves are not a linear process. And it's so easy to want to impose the idea that this is linear. Like, if I do this, and I ask that, and I'm gonna get this, and then that's gonna go there. And that's not how it works. Remember I said earlier, it's like dropping a diamond in the ocean and you start to see the waves go out like this. So it's more of a cyclical experience or a fractal where you see, you know, patterns repeat in nature that are not linear, but they go in cycles and like nature. So you have to look at this more organically and not see it as a linear process because you might be focused on one thing. And remember I said, it's in the outer world starts to show you other things. So you have to kind of allow yourself to be very loose with this and stay in that process of curiosity and be mindful of the need to be fluid. I made myself some notes here. So that you have very few expectations. And that's also hard because of course we come into a course called personal mastery and we want to master ourselves and there's an expectation, but we don't really know what the form of that's going to look like. And that's the part where when you let go, you don't know what color butterfly you're going to be. You just know you're not going to be a caterpillar anymore. And you want to know, oh, I could actually fly. This could be very cool. But you don't know. You might be a monarch. You might be a bright blue butterfly. You don't know who's going to show up over there. So this is why you have to stay in a state of curiosity and non-judgment and allow yourself to be fluid as you explore this and recognize that your epiphanies, your biggest pieces of magic can come to you through very unusual sources. So just keep doing what we're teaching you in this course and you're going to see some pretty amazing things. So in this video, we talked about alchemy and we talked about how we develop our intuition through images and how the whole process of connecting to spirit, connecting to the cards and waking up the soul starts to train your unconscious and your consciousness as well to recognize the language that's been dormant. Then we talked about how the external world comes alive in these amazing magical ways. We talked about how this is kind of like an uncomfortable undergoing of an initiation at some points in the course. We talked about how you become the alchemist because you consciously make a decision to transform. And then we talk about how the spirit, you, the oracle cards, the conscious universe all become the oracle together. You're a really essential part of this. And then we talked about as well about how to be mindful and drop your expectations about the form of how this is going to take place. And in the next video, I will talk to you about the anatomy of a reading and let's really break it down in the next video. And I'll see you there.